I live in the moon and I'll die in the moon.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to another current events broadcast brought to you by your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and myself, General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome, everybody. Now, before we get on with tonight's broadcast, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. For those of you new just tuning in to us, please check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. Now, if you get in and feel you cannot participate or don't like us, you may leave with no hard feelings. We treat each other as one big extended family, and we will treat you the same way. We can also be reached on our Defender 7 YouTube channel. Hop over there and check us out. Hit that subscribe button for us. We also have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defendersrvivictor.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and our communities in time of need. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% of everything they get and only dispense 10%. That's not us. All 100% goes into what we do here. We're also on MeWe. Click on organizations, scroll down, Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. And for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in. If you can't call in or are afraid to call in, we also have a live chat room during all broadcasts. So check either one of them out. And that number to call if you would like to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Now, I'm waiting a little bit because the phone lines are open now, and I believe I only see one phone call so far. But before we get into the show, I'd just like you to know that Thursday night's broadcasts is usually anything and everything that we cover. So, you know, we like different differences in opinions, and we respect you. Although we may have a difference in opinion, we will still respect you. We will not downgrade you for it. And if anybody downgrades anybody, they will automatically be kicked off the show. So, let's get some calls coming in. Let's get the show started. Come on in and talk about anything you would like to talk about, especially with all the BS that's going on around the world and around the country. And I surely would love to hear from different parts of the U.S., different states, of what's going on in your communities. Now, I say this every week, and every week I'm lucky if I get two or three callers on. So come on. Come on and give us your thoughts and your opinions, what your feelings on what's going on, and let's hash it out. Let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. Our broadcasts go nationwide and global. We do have a few countries that are tuned into us every show that we do. So there's no reason, especially through our members, out of over 700 members, and we don't get any call-ins. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome one of your hosts, our Lieutenant General, Christopher Weathers, our Major, formerly from Wisconsin, now living in South Kakalaki, Lorna Munson.
Major pain in the ass.
Exactly. That's what I was going to really say, but, you know, I figured you'd back me up on that one.
Well, you know that's right. Well, I tell you, brother, as soon as I get home, I'm getting off here, man. This has been a long, screwed-up day for me.
Oh, I believe it, man. I believe it. And also, I would like to also welcome Maria Delamain from Pennsylvania. She's also with us.
Hey, Bobby. Welcome. Hey, Chris. Chris, you always have busy, crazy days.
Yeah. Well, today was even worse.
He likes the punishment.
Yeah. Well, Saturday, I'll tell you right now, Saturday I go on vacation for a week and a half, and I'm out of this place.
That's good. I don't blame you one bit, man. Enjoy that time out in the woods.
I'm camping, and it's supposed to be down in the 30s at night. And during the day, I'll be deer hunting all day long.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I'm definitely needing this vacation. So, what does everybody think of what's going on in this freaking country and Australia and everywhere else in the world? How many people are getting the so-called fake vaccine that are killing people?
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
I know a lot of people that
are dying. They're saying babies of women who got vaccinated are dying from thrombosis, and I mean, it's noticeable, but nobody's reporting on it. It's really bad. You know, how many people are dying and have been vaccinated, and how it's affecting children across the world. It's just, you know, it's crazy. And then all the police, what do all the police and firefighters that have been their jobs or been fired?
Yep. I feel sorry for Australia. I mean, just like your friend was on there, you know, today. I really wish that our governors would step up as hard as they're stepping up for these refugees and immigrants, and really help somebody that really needs help.
Yeah, they'll help the illegals, but you know, they won't help like the Cubans who really truly are refugees that need asylum. They won't help them, and they won't help the Australians, but they'll help the Afghans. There was another one today. He ran through a yellow light. He set up and killed two girls, and he was here illegally, an Afghan. Then there was another one who raped another 18-year-old girl, who hasn't even been here a month, 2 months, whatever. He just, you know, they're just allowed to walk off the military bases, and he went to a bar at a hotel and met this young woman who, now, I don't know why she went up to his room, but, hey, look, you know, these days they do, girls are not the same as they were when I was that age. But at any rate, so he physically attacked her and, you know, and assaulted her, and you know how, and it she had to fight to escape, and you know, but yet he's undeaded. You know, it is what it is. What about? And there was another guy. It's too much. And then there's that pedophile that pretended he was a transgender woman going to a woman's bathroom where there were young girls, and he had cameras in his shoes, and he was wearing a wig, and, you know, he's been arrested, you know, for having child pornography. You know, the world is a scary place right now. You know, I think the only good thing I saw was, I don't know if I shared, I think I shared that video of those two guys that entered the grocery store to rob it, and the retired military person. Yeah,
yep.
That was good. I like that.
Yep. And see, a lot more of that's going to start happening if they don't realize, you know, a lot more, not just military, not just veterans, just people in general are getting so fed up with them not taking the law seriously.
Well,
and
I
thinking
can't,
that just defund police is the way to go, and there's going to be more vigilante crimes. Well, they're going to claim it's vigilante.
Well,
for you know, protecting yourself in a store and protecting the people that work in the store.
I hope you're right, but after what happened in Philadelphia yesterday, I'm leery that I think it's only going to be happening in certain areas. I don't know if you heard, but a man raped a woman on the subway or L train or whatever in the subway in Philadelphia. And the 27 stops before she could get off. Not one person helped her, but they all recorded it to post on their social media.
Right.
They didn't even call the police.
Well, you're going to get the same reaction. Unfortunately, a big city like Philadelphia, New York, L.A., you name it, any big city, unfortunately, you're going to get those that are too pussified to step up and do the right thing, and instead blast it all over social media. Ha ha, I was there, but I didn't do nothing.
Well, that's why I said, you know, in some areas, you know, I think you're right, and I hope we see more of it. But here's something else. I know I sent to you about about there's a bunch of patriots that are hooking up down in Texas, and they're actually working with the border guard and the local police forces. And what they're doing is, now they can't arrest anybody, you know, but they're on private property, but what they can do is they can watch, and they can call and notify the police when there are crossing. So I know they were looking for more people to join them, but because a lot of the citizens on the border of Texas and everything, they can't leave their houses. You know, I mean, without having a gun or something. I mean, they feel completely unsafe. There's not enough police. The federal government is, you know, you can see what they're doing. This one militia group, I think it's called Patriots of America, they're going down there, and they're going to act like watchers. I forget what his exact word was. It's not, I mean, of course, if somebody's attacked or whatever, they can defend themselves, but they don't want any hotheads. They just want people who are going to pay attention, who are going to watch and notify the border control or ICE or whoever when these people cross over. So, I mean, that's a positive thing.
I have to interject for a second, because that's all fine and dandy. I know personally that since Trump was in office that there were several militia groups down there on the border, and they never left. But my problem is, you call Border Patrol or you call the Texas Rangers, they automatically are going to just turn you to Homeland Security, which ain't going to do jack shit. So technically,
yeah, you can't them.
Right. Well, guess what? That's what it's going to boil down to, because they're going to come in there thinking that, you know, oh, I could take over this this Texas home because Border Patrol ain't going to touch me.
Well, then you can shoot them. No. You can shoot them in defense. You know,
right.
You know, and you're right. But you're right. They're probably going to let them do something so that they can shoot them. But
I congratulate, and I love the fact that we do have patriots standing up to do that. But the other side of that coin, though, we got to be careful, because you know, if anything happens, no matter whether it's just or not, until it comes out that it was legally done, they're going to drag us all through the friggin' mud anyway.
Well, here's the thing, though, that the one guy, he's an American citizen. But I don't know if he's born American, naturalized, or what, but he's the one bringing all the Haitians up, and he's saying point blank that they are coming across the border whether you like it or not.
I don't know if it was the video you posted, but they got cameras up with water stations.
Yes, I did share it. And that's on American property for the criminals. It's like, why would the government allow that? But we know why. It's just, no, it is what it is. And my friend in Australia, as she told you, things are not going well there at all.
No.
You know,
it's not going well anywhere, though. That's the bad part.
Yeah, but Chris, the problem is that we're getting to be as bad as Australia if you look at it.
I know. The only thing is, they haven't taken our guns yet.
Right.
And then they're not going to.
But they're trying.
Of course.
Yeah, let them try.
And you know, that's why, like a show like tonight, I would love to hear from somebody that supports the Democrats. I really would. And it's not just like I said before opening the show. You know, we'll respect what you got to say. But come on in and call in and base your opinions.
Well, no, it's not just a question of being a Democrat and supporting a Democrat, because I actually know Democrats that don't like what's going on. I'd like for a Democrat who actually agrees with what Biden and them is doing. I want to know why they think that this is good. You know,
but see, that's just it. I have friends, too, that are Democrats that are just the way that your friends are. But let me tell you something. They're too afraid to even open their mouths because they're afraid of the comeback that they're going to get. Because I've tried to coax them on this show, and I even told them, for one, I will never mention your name. Number two.
Oh, I see. They're not afraid of us. They're afraid of the left, of what they're,
right.
Their side is doing.
Right.
But that should tell you right there that they're on the wrong side.
Because you're not going to get a true Democrat that's, oh, yeah, well, I agree with everything that the Biden administration is doing. Because they don't. But irregardless, like I said, I've told my friends, you know, hey, we do that show every Thursday night. Pop on. You could pop on anonymously. I will not mention your name. As long as you know, on both sides, us and any Democrats that come in, if anybody gets out of line, you get automatically kicked off.
Right.
And I told them that this whole time, so that we could get a decent conversation going.
Well, the only thing I ever get is he's better than Trump. We have to get rid of Trump. And I'm like,
yeah,
really?
That's all you're going to hear. Because they've got it in their heads that Trump screwed everything up. Because, again, they're listening to the media and they're listening to the television. They're not listening to facts. And like I've always said, too, and Chris has said it, you know, that goes for both parties. I'm not just saying the Democrats either. That goes for both parties.
No, the Republicans are up, too. Yeah. And did you hear, I don't know if you were following the hearing for, the January 6th. Committee thing. Steve Bannon, do you know who he is, Steve Bannon?
Yeah.
He was Trump's secretary
or something.
Right. And then he did the wall and everything, and he got a bullet and everything. But at any rate, they just found him guilty of contempt for not appearing in front of the committee. And because the two lapdogs at Pelosi, the two Republican lapdogs at Pelosi, of course, voted yes, they're saying it was a bipartisan solution.
Well, here's the thing about that whole fucking thing right there. Democrats, number two, the ones that are on that committee, which is fake as shit, are rhinos.
Yep.
It's all, that whole committee is a setup from the get-go. It's all bullshit. All of it.
Yep.
So they can fucking do whatever the fuck they want. They got too much fucking power. And the bad part is, all these fucking idiots here in America gave it to them.
Yep.
Yep.
They sit there.
All because of...
All they did was probably listen to what they had to say. Everything sounds good, but they didn't go for their policies. They didn't listen to anything. They were now they're fucking making laws or whatever they want to do.
Right.
They need to do their own fucking research and homework instead of Googling everything on a goddamn computer. Now we got a bunch of fucking morons that are in office trying to take our fucking rights away, condemning good American citizens.
We're losing you, Chris.
Chris.
Said he's got us muted.
I'm losing him completely now.
I just texted him.
I did too.
Yeah, he's right about third world country.
Yes. Everything he's saying is correct.
Tour over now.
there are military veterans and officers that are making plans.
They're leaving military of duty because they're not abiding by the bullshit. Look at your fucking constitution. That's why our forefathers put this shit in there.
You guys, hold on to the show. I'm going to call him.
Okay. So, Lorna, how's it going with the looking for property?
Sucky.
What about the two that you showed me pictures of?
Oh, yeah, they needed a lot of work, so I'm just going to...
Yo, dude. Chris.
What's dude?
Chris. Weathers. You there?
He must have hung up.
Oh, he did?
He must be home. I know he usually hangs up when he gets home.
Right, but he was still talking.
Well, maybe he got disconnected or went into an area that has a bad cell signal.
Might have. I mean, that was just weird that he
kept going. Well, he does go. But usually if you ask a question or whatever, he'll stop and answer it. So I think he just didn't hear us.
Right, because he just dropped off just now off the switchboard.
Well, hopefully he'll call back in. Maybe he realized something was wrong. But he's right. We're turning into a third world country, empty shells. I mean, I'm seeing more and more videos of empty shells, and that Budapest or whatever the hell his name is, oh, that's just because people are back to working more money than ever before, so they're spending it. I'm like,
You there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you were talking, and we couldn't get a hold of you.
It sounded like you were talking out of a tin can.
Yeah.
Probably because of the fucking, whoever fucking is listening on our phones, fucking probably did the shit on purpose.
Oh, I heard you. We were able to hear you. It was just very muffled.
Yeah, you just couldn't hear us.
I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but as I said, I didn't spend 6 years of my fucking life fighting for this country. You know, for this country to go this fucking shit the way it's going, man. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm ready for the fight. Fuck the government. Fuck Biden. This is bullshit. The taxes, the IRS, fucking the laws that they're passing is totally unconstitutional. What they're doing about these vaccines, this fake pandemic, it's all fake. It's all illegal.
No kidding.
It's all illegal what they're fucking doing. But people are sitting there abiding by it. People are worried about losing their jobs. Look, man, all across this country, fucking people are hiring with sign-on bonuses. Yeah, you might make $35, $40 an hour.
People
To me, I could do with or without money. I don't need money to survive. I know how to fucking hunt. I know how to fucking fish. And I know how to gather for food. Most people have no idea. They're worried about losing their job because they're not going to get the vaccine. You know what? Is your life worth more than that money that you're making at that job? Is your kids going to be fatherless or motherless because you're going to take that vaccine? And in 2025, you're going to die because you took a vaccine? It kills your immune system.
Yep.
I mean, but Nobody does the research. I've heard people sit there, I want to live comfortably. Well, guess what? You're going to be dead. You're going to be dead. That so-called vaccine is the mark of the beast. Look it up.
Yeah, I know people that, you know, they're giving up their jobs. They're working until they have no choice, that they have to leave because they're not going to get the vaccine. And, you know, they're hoping that something will change before that last day comes. But, you know, it's not just a question of forcing the vaccine. They're not allowing any kind of exemption, which, to be quite honest, I don't like the idea of exemptions either, because that just gives them an excuse to keep the mandates. They have to get rid of the mandates because it's leading towards passports, proving your papers. How
do you
show your papers?
Hey, let me give you a little something that I did the other day. I went straight up to the plant manager, and they expect the honor system. Because nobody's wearing a mask, they should be vaccinated. I went up to the plant manager, the big boss at our plant, and said, fuck that mask, fuck that vaccine, I won't get the vaccine, and I'll tell you right now, if you try to fire me, I'm going to slap the biggest goddamn lawsuit you ever seen on this fucking company. And I guarantee I'll fucking win.
Yeah, didn't you say you have a contract or something? They can't do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're trying to get around it. They're trying to get around it by saying OSHA.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
well, fuck up to do. I don't listen to anybody that forces me to do something, especially medical, which is bullshit. They're going against HIPAA laws. They're going against the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights. But people don't do their freaking homework, and they're just saying, oh, I'm giving in. I'm taking the vaccine.
Right.
Anybody
who
got the vaccine is a freaking moron. You don't deserve to be in America. You're an idiot. You basically are committing suicide. You're going to, and you're going to let your kids, now they're coming out with the new law where, or executive order, any child 5 to 11 years of age can get the vaccine? So you're going to kill your kids too? Man, you don't deserve to have kids.
And they're saying they want the kids. Don't tell your parents, you know, you can do it, but just keep it a secret. I think it's the Colorado governor. When I saw that, I was like, what the hell?
I tell you what, I'm glad my kids are old enough now. They graduated high school, because I tell you right now, I would fucking throat punch any motherfucker that tries to force my kids to do something that they don't want to fucking do. And that's a fact. I don't give a fuck if it's the school principal, the fucking school district. I don't give a damn. I would throat punch a motherfucker and put him on his ass and probably put him in the hospital. I don't abide by this fucking bullshit, and I won't. I will not do it. I will not give up my fucking rights and my freedoms for this stupid bullshit.
Well, I don't know if you're aware. Do you guys know that in France you're no longer allowed to do homeschooling, right? Because in case you might be training a terrorist. So,
that's their way of controlling.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
Let me tell you, you're going to love this. So you know that the DOJ has declared parents domestic terrorists because they're threatening board members that they're going to fire them. So that's considered domestic terrorism. Well, now I just heard that there's an advocate, some woman who is petitioning the Biden and all them to make it illegal to homeschool here in the United States.
Yeah, well, what are they going to do? Come get me? They got to find me first. I'm glad I don't have kids in school anymore. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for the fight. I'm ready for the fight.
A lot of
come
people
get
are.
Me some. Time somebody steps up, because this shit's ridiculous what this fucking government's doing. And I live where I live here in the state of Illinois, is second to California as a Democratic state, and all of it is north of Springfield. I live 5 hours south of Chicago. I build the goddamn wall around from Springfield on up. Us Southerners here in Illinois, we have no say-so. All the votes come out of Chicago. Well, we're fighting for this shit. I got a friend of mine that's running for governor right now. His sign's in my front yard. I still fly a Trump 2020 flag in my underneath the American flag. One person shows up at my doorstep that is against this fucking country, I'm telling you, I'll bury you underneath my flag. My flag pole, because you don't deserve to have the American flag draped on your coffin. Not like a lot of my brothers and sisters that have paid the ultimate fucking sacrifice. They're the true heroes. But people don't realize that shit neither.
Yeah.
You know, our first responders, there are American heroes right here in America. But now they got a fucking target on their back? Come on, man. I'll tell you right now, you go after any police officer that's doing his job, and I'll be the first one to back up that cop.
Yep.
That's a fact. Or any first responder for that matter. I don't know, guys. Well, I just pulled up to my house, man. I've had enough. This is what gets me on these shows. I love doing these shows, but man, when this subject comes up, I get irate, man. I'm about ready to lose my mind on this bullshit. The way this fucking country's going.
I understand.
I did not fight for this country, you know, like so many of us did, to end up coming home and having to fight for our freedoms. Oh, wow. When we've already done it when we were in the military. Like I said, we took that oath, brothers.
Yep.
Nobody relieved us of our duty.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's real close, real close. On that note, y'all, I have not ate nothing for 10 hours. I'm going in to eat, and I'm taking me a shower, and I got to go to bed. Y'all,
all right,
boy. God bless y'all, and God bless America.
Amen to that, brother. Yeah, he hit the nail on the head. I mean,
I missed the first part what he was talking about.
Which
about
part?
What?
I didn't get on for a half an hour because my phone wasn't charged.
Oh.
Stay off them funky websites and your phone wouldn't die so much.
I'm shopping, duh.
Yeah,
well, things are crazy.
And he's right. I mean, it's just gonna wind up getting worse.
man, it's like, what do we do? You know, I mean, we can't, I told my friend, I mean, I don't know that we can save any, I mean, anybody that's going to wake up is awake. I mean, or anybody that's going to wake up to do something is awake. I'm sure there will be plenty of people that wake up when there's nothing to do, when there's nothing we can do, when we're at the point of no return. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, right now, though, I don't see anybody else waking up at this point. I think that what's going to happen is they're going to be putting us on the trains, and they're going to be like, what the hell happened? And it's like, we've been telling you what the hell was going to happen. Now we're on the trains, and it's too late.
Yeah. Because nobody wants to, you know, we're all conspiracy theorists.
I mean, it's never too late to revolt, to fight, but you know what I mean when I say that. I told you I started listening to the DOJ testimony because I don't know if you're aware, but Merrick Garland or whatever his name is, the attorney general, his son-in-law is one of the main companies selling critical race theory information to the schools. And so he has a vested interest, his family, in stopping the parents from removing the current board members from the school boards and replacing them with people who don't want CRT in their school, who don't want pornography taught to their kids, not just any pornography, but homosexual pornography. I mean, they're teaching kindergartens, they got books with masturbation and other stuff in it, and pedophilia. They've got kids having sex with adults. These are in books in the school, elementary school. So at any rate, so they were having this hearing, and it was opening sentence statements, and Jim Jordan, is that his name? He wanted to present this video. And they're like, and somebody protested. It was just about parents because he didn't ask permission 48 hours in advance. And he's like, I let you know. And he said, and there's no rule. It's just a courtesy. And they're like, no. And so they would not let him present this video. And it's just, and then I'm listening to the testimony, and it's just for show. They don't care. They plan on doing what the fuck they're doing anyway. That's all there is to it. They're not going to be stopped.
Right, and you know, and again, like we've been saying for months, and even the past couple of years, you know, it's getting down to the point that nobody's going to be prepared because they don't listen.
No, they don't care.
And no, they think this is all a big joke. But yet, what cracks me up is the same ones taking these friggin' injections are the ones that aren't listening.
We're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. We're crazy.
Yeah, right. I just don't get where everybody's head's at. I honestly did give up trying to figure it out.
I gave up. I don't know. Lately, it's just very stressful and frustrating because, you know, what frustrates me the most is I can't do anything. I can't say anything. I can't, you know, I don't know what to say anymore. It's like I have to pretend. And you know, you can't go out. You have to be careful when you go out in public because you never know who you're going to come across. You know, the area I live in may have, you know, quite a few, red. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they accept what it is. Do you know how many people that I've talked to that know that the vaccine, that that COVID isn't, I mean, it's real, but it's not a pandemic. It's just, you know, a cold, a disease or whatever. They know all this, okay? And they and some of them even know that the vaccine itself is dangerous, and they're still getting it because they don't want to fight. They just want the easy butt. They don't, you know, it's just, it's just easier to take the vaccine and hope for the best. I'm like, seriously? So, you know, that's why I wonder, I mean, just how many people really want to make the effort to keep their freedom? There's a show, it says that when you give up your freedom for security, you lose both. You cannot conform yourself out of tyranny, I think is what they were saying. But I have a feeling we're going to hit hell and then we're going to have to fight to get out of it. I don't see how that we're going to prevent it. Do you know what I mean? I have a feeling we're at the point that of not being able to prevent it. We're going to have to fight out of it. Did I say that right?
Yeah. And that, you know, and again, it's just that nobody's taking into account that, you know, they're totally destroying this country, and they've said it for years, and nobody still believes it. That it, you know, too much population, they need to thin out the herd. So
yeah.
And with them, you know, coming up with the shit with Fauci, and now the AG, and you know, being asked questions, and they're not answering the questions, and then Fauci even perjured himself on a stand.
They don't
know if that was you or me.
They know they can get away with it.
Exactly. So you want to keep these people in office? I just don't get it.
Now, people want to say, "Oh, you're just complaining. You're just, you know, you know, the conspiracy theory. You don't see what's really going on. That's not what's happening. You know, you don't know. You don't understand. It's just." I'm like, don't tell me what it's all in my mind. It's not.
Right. But that's just it, you know. You, just like the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink.
No.
And it aggravates me that people are so gullible. They'll sit on one hand on social media bitching and complaining about their life and about the direction the country's going, but on the other hand, they're giving up all their rights. They're complying to these shots.
Yep. I've been in a couple of groups, and I'm like, look, I said, instead of just talking on Telegram or whatever, let's get together. Let's meet up in person. Let's get to know each other for real in the real world so that when the shit hits the fan, you know, we know who's who. And everybody's like, yeah, okay. But nobody ever does anything.
Yep, I know that one very well.
You know, I'm a loner. I don't have any family. I mean, well, I do. I have my family, but crazy and, you know, and whatnot. And, you know, they love me, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. So I'm like, so I want to meet with like-minded people, but I don't think they're really like-minded. I think, you know, I think they're all talk.
Right. And that's the other thing that pisses me off, that, you know, even family, you know, they listen to you, but they don't listen to you.
Well,
and
my
they won't. A lot of families think that. But you know what? That's not even helping the country or us either. You know, you have to listen to other people, especially family. Don't create a disturbance in the family, but at least get it out there on the table, and be objective about everybody's opinion.
Yep.
I
agree.
I mean, you don't have to agree with them. And just like the other saying goes, you know, agree to disagree.
Yep.
But
we do. And I have learned to avoid topics that we don't agree on. Because I love my family. I'm worried about them. But, you know, it is what it is. We do our best. All we can do is hope. I hope that when, you know, things really happen, that they will wake up. It's just the only thing I can do.
Right. But again, we shouldn't have to live that way. I mean, they're expecting you to listen to what they have to say, but then they turn you off when you give your opinion about it.
Yes.
That's not being objective. That's being one-sided.
Eventually, things will change. Like I said, even mainstream media is picking up on problems, the supply chain problems, the border crisis, the this, that, and the other thing. Even they can't keep, are finally having to speak out. They can't keep silent on all of it anymore because people are noticing. So so even they're starting to say some stuff. I mean, they're still avoiding it as much as possible, but they are having to mention some of it. And the thing is that, even now they're saying about Christmas, you know, Christmas time is not going to be what people think. You know, we're not going to have supplies. That Pete Buttigieg is trying to say, oh, well, we're spending too much money. We're just going to have to learn how, or we're buying too many things. We're going to have to learn how to just, you know, deal with the fact that, you know, these stuff is going to be in short supply. And it's like, seriously? It's just, you know, it's a very frustrating. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens come Black Friday or come Thanksgiving, because you know there's a turkey shortage, right?
Right.
Right. This is going to be interesting. I'm sure they're going to come up with the excuse, oh, well, you know, turkeys are, you know, you shouldn't be eating them anyway. They're bad for you or whatever. So where's Kim?
I have no clue.
She hasn't been on here all night?
No.
No. She stood us up.
Wow.
Yeah, this is, you know, a lot of crazy shit going on. That's all I know. But just take one day at a time. That's all we can do.
Yeah,
prayers.
I mean, that's all we've been doing. It's just frustrating that, you know, that nobody listens to what anybody has to say.
It's very frustrating, you know. but it is what it is. You know, we'll get through it, though. We always do. We're Americans. We're built tough. What's that? Which truck commercial is it that says built tough? Is it Dodge or Chevy? Yeah, American. American ingenuity. People don't realize that, you know, how much America has contributed to where the world is today because of our freedom. I watch a lot of documentaries and stuff, and the thing is, they're saying, here's the thing, China, once the communist government took over, they stopped developing stuff. I mean, yes, they're able to build upon the things that they steal, but they haven't had any new ideas of their own in millennia. But yet you're talking about a culture. Look at what the Chinese have contributed to the world culture historically. Do you know what I mean? But once the Communist Party took over, they no longer had interest in doing stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Capitalism moves. You know, a profit. But I don't care if you call it capitalism, market, profit, advancement, bettering yourself. That's what makes us determined to continue learning, to building things, computers, you know, solar panels. Whatever it is. We have more innovative stuff here in America, the cotton gin, Ford with the car, you know, with the assembly line and, you know, all this other crap that, you know, we've developed here in America. China, since the CCP took over, they just steal stuff from the United States or Russia and then, you know, copy it. You know what I mean? So, but if you turn America into a communistic country, we're going to become just like them. There's not going to be any new development.
Right. Now, you know, that again, that all goes back to, you know, people not preparing themselves for the worst and praying for the best.
Yep. No, I know. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I mean, it's just, it's just another amazement that people just go with the flow.
I don't know.
I just don't get that.
Things are just so different today than they were when we were young, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the more they keep on pushing all their BS is like, again, you got people sitting there on one hand disagreeing with everything, but not doing anything about it.
Yeah, that's okay to disagree. Come up with a plan. Give me another idea.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's scary. I pray. These days, that's about all you can do is pray. Pray for people to wake up.
That's what I was just going
to
say, is these days, yup. That's all we can do.
Pray for people to wake up and see what's going on and, you know, hope for the best. You know, hope that we are prepared, you know, and I don't just mean individually. I mean, as a country. I mean, the all the troops that are leaving, because, you know, they're not just saying, oh, well, if you don't get the vaccine, you have to be discharged or resign. No, they want to charge them with, what did they say? They want to give them dishonorable discharges. They want to court-martial them. They want to do this, that, and the other thing. And this isn't right. It's not fair.
No, it's not.
These men and women, they gave up their freedoms for us. I don't know. We'll just have, like I said, prayer. That's the best thing we can do is pray. I wish we could get more people on. I would love to hear other people's ideas, opinions, thoughts. You know, I mean, especially people who don't think the same way. I mean, you can't understand each other if we don't talk to each other.
Right. That's all I've been hoping for and wishing for is more people to get involved.
Oh. Yeah, I was in another group, like I said, just for my state, and one of the young men decided, well, let's do a group call, because, you know, you can do group calls on Telegram, and only a couple people joined, you know, like I said, trying to set up meeting people for real, you know, going and having coffee or, you know, meeting at a park, you know, just something to get to know each other so you recognize each other. So if there's any problems ever, you know, make sure they're not trolls or whatever the case may be. And everybody says, oh, yeah. But then nobody does anything. They don't, if you suggest something, everybody's all like, oh, yeah, but then, oh, I can't that day or this, that, or the other thing. And it's like, what do?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's also what we've been talking about, too, is that, you know, trying to get people together, it would be awesome to get everybody in the defenders together at a huge meet, but that's just it, you know. You come up with a date and people just back out.
Well, like I said, you know, I mean, like I said, I have a camper. I have no family. It's just me. I can go where I want, when I want. I have a 4-day weekend, and I like traveling, so I'm willing to go places. Back when we first started and we were talking about meetup, you know, they were trying to, you know, you guys were trying to get people to meet up within their state. I'm like, you know, I'm even willing to go to, you know, another state next to me. Just let me know when and where, and I'll be there. And, you know, everybody's like, okay, but then they never do anything. And it's just, I don't know anymore. I don't know what the answer is anymore.
Right. Again, that too in itself gets frustrating.
Well, my friend in Kentucky, she just found out she's pregnant. She's very happy. She was shocked. I wasn't expecting to ever get pregnant again. So I'm very happy for her. So I told her, you know, that I still have some holidays, depending on what, you know, what's going on in the world, coming from the end of November, beginning of December, you know, I'd come visit her for a bit to help out because she's trying to, you know, paint the bedroom and do some other stuff, you know, for the, you know, for a new, that she has to do for a new baby. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but again, it depends on what the hell, where we're at in the world right now. You don't know.
Right.
I mean, things are crazy right now.
That it is, and, you know, it's,
we could be,
again.
Well, we could be at civil war. Who knows?
Right.
No, no. But, it's crazy. So, at any rate, have you guys heard anything interesting going on in the world today?
No.
Only just most of the stuff that you posted today. And some of the things I was checking out on the YouTube from and Newsbreak. Like I said, you know, they're pushing hard on Fauci to get him convicted, but we all know that's going nowhere.
That ain't happening. Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, just like the AG being asked questions and totally dancing around the questions being asked.
And they're not making him answer them. Yeah.
No. And that's just what this lawless country's come to now, is the only way I can explain it. Because had it been during Trump's or any Republican's presidency.
Yeah, they wouldn't have gotten away with it.
No, they'd all be in jail.
Yeah, and that's what Jim Jordan was saying. You know, if this would have been a Republican doing this, they wouldn't be letting it go.
Right, and it's just like we always said too, is that, you know, even though you've got all these people that are guilty of it, screw what everybody says, hold a trial, do it. You're quick to do it when one of us screws up. But, again, you know, that's the sad part about this administration.
It's not just the administration. It's the whole freaking society. They've gone nuts.
Well, that's
they've
due to the fact
gone
that...
Nuts.
Instead of standing up for themselves, they're all complying is what it is. Instead of going by facts and science.
I'm going by my gut feeling. Never got the flu shot, never sick, I'm
nope.
Not going to take a fucking thing in my body.
Nope.
No. Oh yeah, I'm not getting that. I'm not even gonna get the regular flu shot. I watched this video, and here's the thing: if only a fraction of what these women posted is true, nobody should be getting vaccines. Some of what they were saying is that you know that some of the diseases that they're vaccinating people for, kids for, were already on the downturn when they started forcing the vaccines on the kids.
Yeah.
And I know Kimmy and I have gotten into this about the formaldehyde and aluminum and whatnot that is in the vaccines, and then it's only a fraction of an amount to preserve it. But the thing is they have reports on what is the safe amount of formaldehyde or aluminum to be in an adult body. It's like, I forget how many microns or whatever. And by the time a child has gotten all the vaccines, 26 of them, they have like 4,000 microns. They have been given more than an adult can handle. It should have. So think about it. They tell you not to give kids peanuts until a certain age, or they tell you there are certain things you should not give kids until a certain age because they could have an allergic reaction, right? When I was a kid, we were kids. We didn't get our first vaccines until we were like 6 to 12 months or something like that. Well, now, you know, they give children vaccines within hours of being born. So you're injecting foreign substances, even if they were safe, which at this point I no longer believe they are. You're injecting foreign substances into a baby body that's not developed, especially when it's going to the brain or the blood or whatever. And how can you refuse to track this stuff, but yet you insist that these vaccines have absolutely nothing to do with autism or have absolutely nothing to do with any of the other diseases that they may get? SIDS may even be the cause from vaccines. I mean, at this point, I wish I'd never seen that video. Because, like I said, even if only a fraction of what they were showing, and they're using data from the CDC and the FDA website. This is not, they're not taking information from, like, conspiracy places or anything like that. They're taking data directly from the FDA, the CDC, and the World Health Organization.
Of course. Where did business lies come from?
Right. And then what they did in India and Africa, and here, and like I said, I didn't consider myself an anti-vaxxer. I never did. I always thought that people should, of course, learn about what it is that their children are getting. I did not think that, I thought that, you know, if you're going to get vaccinated, don't get five different things at one time. You get, because you want to know if something happens, what's causing it. So,
right.
I want to go back and rewatch the video because I wasn't able to read the documents because I was multitasking, so I could only listen to them talking. But they show their evidence where they get it from so that you can do your own freaking research. That's another thing, people need to stop taking what everybody else says and do their own research. Just because a doctor says to do something doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. And I'm not saying that the doctor's a bad person, but my understanding is doctors don't, they trust the researchers. So I'm a regular doctor. You're a research doctor, okay? You tell me that this drug is good for this, I'm going to believe you. Because I'm the regular doctor that gives it to the patient. Now, if I see adverse effects or something, that's something else. But again, in this business with COVID, they're paying doctors. I really believe they're paying doctors and mostly hospitals to lie.
Oh, we know that. We've uncovered that before.
It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And it's sad that people are just so freaking brainwashed that they're no longer thinking for themselves. It's scary. It really is. But what can we do about it at this point? There's nothing we can do about it. We're just crazy conspiracy theorists.
Right, but that's just it. You know, same thing goes with our our representatives. You know, they're so pissed and everything. Why are they not stepping up? And I can tell you a reason why. It's because they're afraid that they open the damn mouths, then now all their dirty laundry is going to come out.
Right.
And that ain't right either.
Or get offed.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's another thing. They were showing, you know, a list of all the people that did speak out against things and how they died with, you know, mysteriously. Just like all the people that know the Clintons, you know, who was murdered, who was suicide, or, you know, within, you know, it's just really weird. And when you go back on, like, Fauci with AIDS and all this other crap, and it's like, you know, I'm like, I never considered myself a conspiracy theorist. Yes, I believed in some interesting things because I have an open mind, but the more I learn, the more I'm like, I need that tinfoil hat.
Right.
You know, it's that rabbit hole, man. Never should have went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, but that's just it, you know. Just like how they're sitting here, I'm also getting tired of hearing, you know, oh, wait till 2024. We don't have the time to wait till 2024.
No. Everybody's like, well, Trump really didn't. I mean, Trump, you know, made some mistakes and he probably really did lose. And I'm like, what you people don't seem to understand with regards to the 2020 election, though I personally may think Trump really did win by a landslide, that's not what the problem is. The problem is not overturning the election. The problem is acknowledging that there were problems and mistakes and probable fraud so that we can fix it. But until you are willing to admit that there was these problems, you're not going to fix it. You're just going to keep going with it. That's the problem. And you know, and even, you know, in Arizona, that, you know, they're not going to go any further with it, because if they admit that there were enough problems that could have caused enough votes to be thrown out to overturn the electoral vote, that's going to open up another whole can of worms. And it's like, yeah, but that's not the main problem. Overturning the election is not the main problem. The main problem is getting rid of the corrupted machine, getting rid of the corrupted method of mail-in ballot voting. But since you're unwilling to admit that there were problems because you're afraid that it's going to mean overturning the election, you're not just screwing over conservatives and Trump supporters. You're screwing over Democrats, too. But they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear it. And, you know.
No, they don't.
So, yeah, they don't. And, you know, so we all get fucked. People don't want to admit they're wrong, and we all get fucked.
Exactly. And that's unfortunately, that's the type of bullshit that I'm getting tired of too, is that, you know, nobody's sticking up for our rights but ourselves. If we have to do that and we have to fight for everything, then why the hell do we have a government?
Right. If our government's not going to stick up for ourselves and we got to, if our government's not going to stick up for us and we have to stick up for ourselves, then you know what? It's done. Why bother voting? I'm voting because, you know, that's another thing. The black hats, bad guys, whatever you want to call them, are using what happened in 2020 as an excuse to try and convince conservatives not to vote. And everybody's like, oh, well, Trump. No, Trump is not saying don't vote. Otherwise, if Trump didn't want you to vote, he wouldn't be out campaigning for the people who are running for office. So, you know, so we need to get out and vote and pay attention. Otherwise, all that's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, well, the Democrats won again because the Republicans and the conservatives and the independents didn't go out to vote, quite honest. I don't think we're going to have an election in 22 because I think we're going to be at war or something.
Yep.
Or something. Yeah. It's like, you know, oh, we can't win. No, we will.
No.
No, we will win. But
oh,
I meant right this
no
minute.
Doubt.
Yeah, I mean it. Yeah, no. We're American. We will win. We are. That's what Americans do. We win, and then we go and rescue everybody.
And again, you know, getting back to the Australia thing, that's what really hit me hard today, hearing from your friend. You know.
Yeah.
You got people out there that don't have backup, don't have outlet that are being told, you either do this or we're taking everything.
Yep. Yeah,
and,
food. They can't even get food.
Right. And it's just, it hit me big time today, just listening to her talk.
Yeah.
You know, with the way, and this is what really irritated me too, and it kind of pissed me off a lot. Again, getting back to, okay, you got them opening, leaving the borders open and letting these fuckers come in diseased and every damn
yep.
thing else. You're
yep.
you're rescuing them from their countries
yep.
that hate us. But yet here's Australia that's always worked side by side with us.
And
you got
ain't
people
helping.
Over there. Why don't you send a plane there and bring those people that don't want to stand up to them? Or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. That can't stand up for them.
Right. Exactly. And you heard her say there's like about 50,000 Australians that, you know, they're trying to figure out a way to get to the United States.
Right. That, you see, it's in situations like this that I really wish that I hit the lottery or I was a millionaire, because I would buy the biggest frigging yacht and personally sail over there and bring as many as I could.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and the same thing, too. So the Afghans, okay? So here, you know, we've got these Afghans who have legitimate paperwork, who have the right to be here, who, you know, but yet they're resisting. They won't help them, and they won't help the Americans who are trying to help them, but yet they're letting in unvetted Afghans who we have no idea who they are. They didn't really help America. Do you know what I mean? But we're letting them in. Yeah, we're
that's
going to help them.
Right, and that's my beef with the whole thing.
That's
that you're sitting here letting people in that you know the minute you turn your back, they're going to kill you.
Not just
they
that, but think about
go ahead.
No, you're right. No, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, it's not just that, but look at the, you know, the one that he's I forget what state it is, that he strangled his wife, and who was a child, And then there was the other one who raped a boy and a girl, 13 and 14 or 12 and 13 respectively. You know, and it's like, but you let them in. You let them keep those children with them. You knew what was happening. And instead
right.
of and sending them back to Afghan, you're going to put them on trial and then put them in a comfy American prison?
Right. And that's, again, that's my whole beef with this whole situation. I'd rather have Australians here than to have Mexico and Afghanistan here.
Oh, but that we're xenophobic for saying that. We're racist. We're whatever other words you want to think of. It's like every other fucking country has borders. Do you know you have to actually pay to become citizens in other countries? You have to do this. I mean, that's if you can't, they'll even let you in. You have to prove that you can have a that you can get a job, that you can afford this, that, and the other thing. We don't do that.
Right.
We just ask that you come in legally and that you agree to our, you know, our standards, that are, you know, our laws. I think it was Jesse Waters that was that shared that. And I thought he spoke very well on that. I was very impressed, and I remembered it.
Right.
I think it was Jesse Waters that said it. But at any rate, my point being, you know, it's sad. Things that have gotten to this point that, you know, America that has always, you know, bring us your, you know, your, let's get the saying again. My brain isn't functioning very well right now, but you know, I mean, we've always been accepting of everybody. We don't care. Just do it the right way. Do it legally.
Right. But that's just it, you know. The Democrats do it illegally. And they just expect us to sit back and say, oh, okay, that's all right.
Yes, and by us saying, you know, that we're not happy with it, we're racist and we're xenophobic and we're not, you know, I mean, I'm like, I'm just tired of it.
Right, and okay, that's fine. Call me a racist. Call me whatever you want to. But all right, here's a point, and this is my point that got me thrown off the Senate floor when I was a commander of the VFW, is fighting for not just veterans being homeless, but the homeless in general.
Right.
Why are you going to bring in all of these illegals and everybody else, but screw your veterans, screw hardworking people that, okay, yeah, maybe there is some homeless out there that shouldn't be, that could actually work. But regardless, they're still humans.
Here's the thing. There are, you know, like I said, I watch a lot of different podcasts and documentaries and stuff. And, you know, on one of the shows, they were saying, well, you know, you have different types of homeless people. You have the homeless who truly want to be homeless for whatever reason, whether they don't like people, they're just happy just, you know, being fed or and having a place to sleep type of thing. They want to be homeless. You know, and then you have the ones that are drug addicts and alcoholics, you know, or have mental illness. And then you have the ones who, you know, are down on their luck, and if you give them a job or whatever, they would gladly, you know, get off of the street. So, I mean, you have
right.
these types of homelessness. The problem is we're not helping any of them. But yet we can help the illegals and the refugees.
That's my whole point of this conversation.
No, I am agreeing with you. And here's another thing. I don't know if you know this, but what about the children? we have so many foster children, children who need to be adopted or have homes. And so, do you know that a lot of them were kicked out of their foster homes so that they could make room for illegals?
I know. You know why? Because they'll get more money for an illegal than they will for a foster kid.
It's just, you know, I feel for them, I really do, but, you know, I think that this current regime are nothing but a bunch of drug-dealing human traffickers.
Yep.
If it makes me racist for wanting to have, or xenophobic or whatever, for wanting to have a border wall just like every other country. Now, it's the same thing. We're going to tear down our border wall, but we're helping to build a border wall in Turkey and Jordan and stuff. We're going to tear down our pipeline, but we're going to build a pipeline in Russia. Crazy.
Right.
It is a crazy, crazy world. And I'm like, you know, all we can do is hope and pray. And I sometimes wonder, I really do wonder whether or not humanity is worth the effort. Or just wait for God. God is, when God gets here, it's like we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah, you know? He said, you know, God's like, just find one good person or something like that. And they couldn't. So he said, take your family and leave. Don't look back. That's how I feel right now. I feel like Lot, trying to find one good person.
Right.
And it
really shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. I don't mean to imply that there aren't any good people. I meant I feel that that desperation, that disheartening, you know, but, you know, you're still looking. I'm still looking. I'm still trying. I'm still hoping and praying because I don't think that I know. Humanity cannot save itself. Humanity is incapable of saving itself. And we have moved so far away from God. And that's why I say that we can't, because we have moved away so far away from God. We have become so brainwashed. You know, we don't need God. You know, even the church. Look at the Catholic Church. How this vaccine is necessary and from God. You know, and I'm like, no, you shouldn't. You know, whether or not you agree, think that the vaccine is good or not, that's, I'm not saying that they should be telling people to stay away from it, but I'm sorry, you don't say that something you're a priest. You're not supposed to say that a man-made substance is better than God.
Right.
I don't know.
And that's exactly what the left wants. They want us all at each other's throats and stuff. To take away from what they're really doing.
You know, I wish that life would be easier if I had, you know, people that thought like me around. But you know, it is what it is. But I feel for people who don't have anybody. You know what I mean? They don't have family. They don't have friends. They're all alone. I mean, I may not have people around me who think like I do. You know what I mean? But at least I have family. I do have people around me. I do have a support system. But just there are so many people that don't have that.
Right.
They don't have people to talk to. Whether or not, you know, they agree with you or not doesn't matter. They don't have people to give them hugs, to tell them that they're doing okay or whatever, that it's going to be all right. Think about all the suicides that we've had in the last 2 years since this shit started. The rate
right.
of suicide, not just amongst veterans, but and adults, but children. Do you know how many children suicides there have been? Not to mention all the ODs on drugs, whether accidental or, you know, or not, doesn't matter. The fentanyl is crazy. I would like to know what the true number is of people who have died, and I don't just mean, but as a result of COVID, whether it's from starvation, suicide, murder, you know.
But
you will never
get it.
Nope, you won't.
They'll always pump up the numbers.
Yeah, but doesn't meet their narrative. It doesn't mean that, you know, they don't want you to know.
Exactly. You want to keep everybody in the dark.
Now, who's got the cops coming after them? You or Lorna? I just heard a police siren.
They're coming for Lorna.
They're coming for Bobby.
Must be
definitely
the men in the white
Bobby.
Coats. It must be the ambulance, the men in the white coats.
Yeah,
yeah,
coming
definitely
for way, ha-ha. To the funny farm.
I'm already at the funny farm.
yeah, because you're funny.
You funny
the,
looking.
You're funny looking.
But no, it's just, you know, it is what it is. All we can do. You know, I mean, and I, you know, I enjoy being part of this group and, you know, getting to talk to you. I wish more people would participate. And I don't understand if they don't participate because they're afraid. And if they're, what are they afraid of? I mean, because you say that we have a few hundred people listening. And I understand why people in other countries don't call in. But if any of them are members and they're here in the United States, what's their reason for not calling in? Especially
exactly.
if they can do it anonymously.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I don't care. I will never be anonymous, in that respect. You know, I use my name. I'm not hiding who I am. If, you know, I mean, the government already knows who I am, whether or not they're spying on me or not. I don't know or care, but the government knows who everybody is. And anybody that thinks otherwise is an idiot.
Look at the threatening phone calls I get to not do my show. Our show. I'm not going to say my show. Our show. Phone
you
calls.
You get threatening letters, huh?
No, phone calls from D.C.
You.
Really?
From D.C., yes. Well, I wouldn't do your show tonight if I was you. Yeah, well, you're not me, so.
I don't know why. For the most part, we're pretty benign. You know, even tonight, you know, when we're speaking, I mean, we're either doing history or medical stuff. I think we're actually very positive for the most part. I mean,
yeah.
They're idiots.
And Thursday nights, we say current events, what's going on around
right.
the country, is because we're trying to get. And I don't just post it on Facebook, Telegram. I do Twitter, Tumblr, YouTube.
Yeah, I've told a couple of people. I've shared it. You know, I don't know if they've called in or checked it out or not. I didn't follow up, but I'll have to. But
but I'm on all these different sites because, you know, since Blog Talk got us on, it opened up more websites. So I've been posting every time we do a show. And the thing is that a lot of people need to stop fearing of calling in because we're not FCC regulated. As long as you don't threaten anybody with bodily injury or harm, whatever you say is basically confidential because the government can't do nothing about it unless you're threatening somebody.
No, yeah, we don't do that. Even Chris doesn't do that.
No. No, but, I mean, and that's what I don't get. I mean, I have to put in, I'm going to put another post up. I know you don't, you're not in Facebook anymore, but on our,
no.
our page, I got to explain it more to see if it'll bite on.
When you post
right.
your videos, if you share them, I can sometimes watch them. Because your videos on the public page, I don't have to be a Facebook member to watch the videos that you upload to the public page. I only have
right.
to for the private. But the thing is, yeah, you do a pretty good job at those. I think here's the thing. The reason that the situation's getting worse and worse, not better, and that nobody knows what to do is because we're not talking. You know, it's the
right.
same thing like the rallies. I'm not going to any rallies. Not because I'm afraid, because I'm not. It's because they're not going to do any good because the only thing rallies are doing is getting politicians to lie to us in order to try and get our vote. It's not because we are not destructive, because conservatives, independents, or whatever, because we are not destructive, we're not like Antifa or BLM, we're not being listened to. Signing petitions, I mean, that's nice. Going to school board meetings, running for office, those are all great things. I am not saying don't do them, but they're going to take too fucking long. Rallies,
right.
unless you're willing to destroy stuff the way Antifa and the LGB whatever community, they're not going to listen to you. Look at businesses. Even though conservatives spend more money buying stuff, and there's all kinds of data showing this, because Antifa is the one that's going to burn their business down if they don't do what they want, Antifa is the one they listen to.
Right. And why?
Because we're the people.
And why is that?
And all they want to destroy this country so they can bring in communism. We know this.
No. But why is Antifa and them even a group?
Oh, well, Antifa is the militant arm of the Democrat Party.
Exactly, because they're paid for by the Democrats.
Yes. Yeah, and Soros. Yes, definitely. Most definitely. Look at who he placed in charge of the land management, something land management. They nominated and confirmed a well-known eco-terrorist to be in charge of our federal land. And what happens almost immediately after she's confirmed? I mean, a ship mysteriously put, there's a couple of oil leaks, pipeline leaks.
Yep.
You know, somebody was posting on, I don't know if it was Facebook, Twitter, or both of them, about, you know, how to be a social eco-terrorist or some shit like that. And they didn't pull it down. That's not considered violent. It's just informative
right.
type of thing. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right. And And they'll turn around and they'll put you in Facebook jail for 30 days just because you post something negative about Democrats.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. It's a crazy world, Bobby. It's a crazy world. And, you know, once this shit hits the fan, I mean, like I said, I think, you know, I'm hoping that where I am, you know, because I'm in, you know, farm country, but I'm like, I'm like an hour and a half from Philly, Baltimore, a couple hours from New York, D.C. We're going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah, because everybody's going to be heading for your area.
Right, because we got food.
To get away from the city.
Well, no, it depends. You know, I mean, they're going to be coming for the food. They're going to be coming for, you know what I mean? I don't mean conservatives and independents or who are trying to escape. I'm talking the leftists.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's what I'm saying. You're going to be the first place they're going to come for.
Yep. And, you know, it's like crazy. So, I debate, you know, do I stay or go? If I go, where do I go? You know, I have some friends in Texas and Florida and Kentucky and Tennessee. My brother's in Tennessee. So, I mean, I know some people in states that, you know, might do a little better. But, again, you know, my brother's is in Knoxville. That's a city. I don't want to be in a city. My friend in Kentucky, the one that's pregnant, she lives out in the fucking middle of nowhere. I mean, there's not even 1,000 people in their township. It's not even considered a town. It's called I forget what the heck it's called. But, you know, there aren't any 5G towers. It's not that I don't have anywhere to go. It's that, you know, then I have to decide. I can't wait till the last minute. If I do that, it has to be.
What's going to happen on the road?
Right. So if that's a plan, that's something I have to do beforehand, you know. It's crazy. You know, it's not a decision. It's not an easy decision to make.
No, especially not at our age.
No, you know, and then, you know, I have family up that, you know, am I leaving my family behind or what, you know? Can I do that?
Right.
You know, they're not going to go with me. So I have to decide, you know, what's more important, staying with my family or making it through whatever the hell's coming down the pike and then coming back and saving them, if that's possible. Because they've all taken the shot. They all are, you know, they're all vaccinated. They all believe, you know, in a liberal way. So I don't know that I can save them anyway.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just like me, you know. If I up and leave, I'm not leaving my daughter and my grandkids. They're coming with me.
Right.
Because I'm not going to leave them behind and have them fend for themselves.
Yeah, I would. But my sister is an adult and her children are teenagers. And as I said, they're all vaccinated. So they pretty much are done for anyway.
And that's just it, too. You know, the last show we did, talking about property, if we were to get Defender's property, I don't want nobody as vaccinated on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that comes with a major flaw in it, and it also comes with tracking.
Okay.
And I'm not, you know, Do I know for a fact that they put tracking devices in you? No, I don't know for a fact. But it's awful funny that people that I personally know that I was just told that had the vaccine are not only having one magnet stick to their one arm, but two arms. So what the hell
is going on? Here's the scary thing with that. Oh, wait, you only got 3 minutes. Scary thing with that, Bobby, is that the vaccine, they lie. They say it's supposed to stay in the deltoid muscle, which it doesn't. It travels. And there's the graphene oxide, which is the magnet. Also, too, it's other stuff that they're feeding us that are magnetizing us, not just the vaccine.
Right. Right. But, I mean, just on top of that alone, that tells me if they slip that into you, there's got to be a chip in you for them to control where you're at.
5G.
To see where you're at.
Yeah.
Right. That's why they're pushing the 5G so much.
Yeah, see,
but
that's another thing.
We could save that for next week's show.
Yeah, hopefully
but
Kimmy shows up. I don't know what that's happened to her.
I don't know either.
She probably didn't want to talk to us.
Thank you for being on with me, and it was a great show. Thank you for being here. God bless America. God bless our kids, troops, first responders, veterans, and our military. And God bless the Defenders 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.